Tommy Marquez for Tuesdays with Tommy. Tommy's a Navy veteran, a long-term senior staffer in Congress, and now he helps us navigate the veteran systems for the plethora of veterans that are in our listening area and around the country. Tommy, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to be on. I'm glad to hear that everybody made it through the weather last week. I was getting scared for you guys. glad it all worked out.
Yeah, we had actual tornadoes on the ground. They were confirmed the next day by the National Weather Service. So that was for real. We had a couple of F1s in the area.
Well, that's very scary. I experienced my first tornado here in Texas earlier this year. And, you know, of course, living in California all my life, the state was always on fire, it felt like. And earthquakes were pretty rampant. So, yeah, I have a... You know, nothing but compassion for you guys out there. I'm glad that it all worked out. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tommy. Well, what do we got on the queue for this week?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I always come into the day all week looking into things, trying to provide veterans with updates. But since President Trump has taken office, I can't even keep up, Rob. He's just doing so much. And he put out a litany of executive orders the other day that are specific to veterans. And I know everybody's talking about his fat friend who got the fat pill, but there's a lot of things going on for veterans through these executive orders that are, quite frankly, monumentous and just huge changes to how the VA operates. And I think we're going to see a lot of positive changes. Some of them are very specific to regions, and then some of them not so much. But I want to talk about the one in L.A. specifically because, and I know your listeners are mostly, you know, in that great Lackawanna County area up there, but I think this is just paramount for veterans in general because an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. I had shared with you the story, and also I posted it on my social media, Rob, if you remember, about the L.A. VA department and how a judge had ordered them to build housing on 388-acre campus. And the reason why the judge had ordered them, because this land was given to them in L.A., it was like about 2,000 acres. And due to total corruption, the VA over the years sold it off piece by piece by piece to all these outside people because it was a really expensive area called Brentwood. And they did underhanded stuff. Now, this is years ago. I'm talking Nixon, LBJ administrations, okay? Before I was even born, these things were occurring. And at the more recent times, the UCLA baseball team, the UCLA softball team, a couple private schools, and some other places all had leases on the land in which they built for practice facilities, training facilities, and a schoolhouse. But the amount of money that they were paying for veterans, or excuse me, for those leases was nowhere near the market value. Ironically, the people who created those deals all are boosters and all sorts of other stuff for the University of California, Los Angeles, and the California college system. So, you know, draw what you will from that. I'm not saying it's corrupt. I'm just saying it sure does smell like corruption. But regardless, a judge said, hey, you know what? Veterans have sued, saying that this land was given to you and it was only supposed to be used for VA purposes. There's only about 388 acres left. I am going to make you give those acres to housing for veterans, or else you have to give back all the land to the original owners. The VA last year, under the Biden administration, appealed this ruling and fought off actually putting housing for veterans. So just as a point, even when a judge and the court system say, listen, it's so bad, the homeless here, and you are given this land to house veterans, and you're doing nothing with it, you must do that. Even then, the VA is like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to fight this all the way through. Well, what President Trump did was an executive order called Keeping Our Promises to Our Veterans, and he signed it yesterday. And the order directed the Secretary of the VA to establish a National Center for Warrior Independence at the VA in West Los Angeles campus. And they are to house homeless veterans. The goal is, in the executive order, for them to have 6,000 homeless veterans have housing there by 2028 at this center. and funds that were previously being spent on illegal aliens will be redirected to construct, establish, and maintain that center. So there's no additional funding necessary. They've just taken the funds that have come out of other programs that were for housing for illegal aliens, and they've moved it to that. And they are also directing that the center will promote self-sufficiency through housing and substance abuse treatment. So they are going to allow a certain portion of veterans to be there who are suffering from drug addiction and alcohol addiction, but they're going to be required to go to some sort of treatment for it and receive assistance for it. Also, the executive order directed the HUD, the director of HUD, Scott Turner, to go ahead and start directing vouchers to help support veterans into that area. Because right now, the way the HUD VASH voucher works, there's only so many of them allowed, and it's about an 8-year wait list. What they're going to do is they're going to redirect it and add about 2,000 new vouchers for housing in the L.A. area. Now, again, I know that's not Lackawanna County, but the reason why I'm specifically mentioning that instance, that executive order that the president signed yesterday, was this goes against all the rhetoric that we are seeing when we read Military Times op-ed pieces. The most recent ones were, I read were all negative about President Trump because they're letting people go. This doesn't sound like a president who is turning his back on veterans. And there's nothing in these executive orders that match the social media content that's out there saying that they are stripping veterans access to care. In fact, in that executive order, he also ordered new treatment options for veterans at that center. He ordered that veterans who are attending there can get outside access to community care significantly easier in an effort to reduce wait times and to seek shelter for a different area of L.A., also called Skid Row, and cleaning that area up and having outreach go into that notoriously known area of Los Angeles and try to get them into treatment facilities. So that's a lot different than what we're hearing in the news. Another thing that they did in a different executive order was a direction for the Manchester VA Medical Center, and that's in New Hampshire. And right now, New Hampshire is one of those weird states that does not have a full-service veterans medical center. And there is just a lot of veterans, Rob, who want to only go to the VA. I am not one of them. I want to be seen as soon as possible. But I do know many veterans who believe, I'm a veteran, I should go to the VA. That's what we're supposed to do. And they enjoy going to the VA. And in New Hampshire, for a lot of that care, it's not an option. So the executive order that the president signed yesterday for that expands care immediately for veterans in the New Hampshire area. It also directs all sorts of new funding that was in other programs to go to the creation of a fully functioning medical center in New Hampshire, which is great to hear for the veterans in that area. When you have a center that doesn't allow for certain services to be done through the VA, those individuals that don't want to go out into the counties, or excuse me, the community, I can understand where it does occur where they just don't get the care. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I've seen that and I know that to be true because they only want to use the VA. And then another executive order that the president signed was in an effort to reduce wait times throughout the country. And so this is something that will affect your veterans there in Lackawanna County. The president has made it a priority to go ahead and allow outside community cares for specialty care appointments that are 28 days or longer of a wait, and 38 days for primary care physicians. Now, I know for most of us, the idea of waiting 30 days for a primary care physician appointment seems crazy, but that is the nationwide standard at the VA. And they're reducing that, though, significantly by allowing people to go to the outside community because routinely they're seen in about 15 days, which makes it a lot easier to get an appointment at the VA, too. Another thing that was signed in that executive order yesterday by the president was a refocus on the Whistleblower Protection Act of 2017, which is a law that President Trump actually signed in the office in 2017, and it allows for VA employees who are the bottom tier underperforming individuals to be fired, regardless of their status as veterans or disabled or DEI or anything else. If you're at the bottom of your respected area at the VA, they're going to look to fire you. If you're a bad employee, they're going to look to get rid of you, which is a win for veterans. And it's important that these executive orders are coming out because we need to reprioritize the VA. And I think most veterans agree on this. It's like 90-something percent of veterans agree on this, that we need to reprioritize the VA so that it's there to service the veterans. The change of culture and the change of mission by Secretary Collins and President Trump is coming to fruition, and I really think that these executive orders are a good step in that direction in changing that negative culture that was previously there.
Well, it's
so
a great,
I'm super excited about this, Rob.
Yeah, it's a great update on things that are going on. Last week we talked about, you know, we hit the 100-day mark and all this doom and gloom that the social media and Democrats were putting out there, that they're cutting this, they're taking care away from our veterans. None of it ever came to fruition. None of it ever happened. And all you keep hearing are these improvements to systems that they're doing, the improvements to what's going on. You see Secretary Doug Collins going around, you know, calling out the media and saying, hey, what I need you to do to the media is start telling the truth about what's going on with my veterans. Stop scaring them.
Absolutely. And I want to go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Let's just start a fight, Rob. Dan Clare, Lieutenant Colonel retired Dan Clare, who put his opinion piece about the VA, and it's just a total crappy article with false lies and accusations about our president and about Secretary Collins and about their lack of care for veterans. And it's titled, it's in the Military Times, and it's, I sounded the alarm on burn pits, and now I see smoke at the VA. This, you know, righteousness from this DAV public affairs officer who sits there and says, like, hey, I served in Iraq. Well, a lot of people did. That doesn't mean your opinion is, you know, part of the pun, trumps other veterans' opinions of the VA. And he's saying because of people being fired at the VA, he believes that this is going to lead to bad things. And he puts all sorts of other just flat-out lies about the suckers and losers.
Well, it's all innuendos. See, he says he believes that this is going to happen. Not that it is happening. Not that it's been said to be happening. Like, not that it's even a plan to happen. But he believes it's going to happen. Just like they believe Medicaid's going to be cut. They believe healthcare professionals in the VA are being cut. Yeah, but none of it was true. But they keep that mantra up there, and it's simply about politics. And here's a lieutenant colonel who is willing to scare his fellow veterans, is willing to give them extra anxiety and stress on their health care. I mean, this stage in the game, simply because of politics, simply because he doesn't like who won. And it just needs to stop.
Yeah, and there's several other articles. I won't go through them all. I keep reading them. This individual works for the DAV. The DAV has come out really heavy-handed against President Trump and some of the and Secretary Collins, which is very unusual. Usually, all the big VSO groups cower to the administration. I mean, the last 4 years, where were they when they were denying veterans access to care? Where were they when they were separating our active duty soldiers because they refused to take the jabs for religious purposes? Where were they when the PACT Act ran out of funding and veterans weren't going to get paid on time in October? They were quiet. They were totally silent. And now this, you know, I'm just going to say it, sucker and loser himself is going to write this crappy article with misinformation and just say, like, hey, I think that all these bad things are going to happen. I could just tell. This is no different than the so-called expert at the end of the bar who tells you how many games the Eagles are going to win when the schedule's released. We all know that person. And they, you know, just exist in every bar in America. They know more than everyone else. But they're never there to actually, at the end, when what they believe is going to happen doesn't happen, to say, hey, I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's 100 days in. Everything they're saying is wrong. What we're seeing in these executive orders is actually counter to everything that they're saying. What we're seeing from veterans and our active duty service members suggests the opposite.
It's moving in a positive direction there, Tommy. We're going to have to leave it there because I'm already over time here, my friend. Thanks for chiming in. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right.